can I sleep? Maybe I should try counting sheep to focus on my breathing. I notice in the evening I can't seem to fight off this army of thoughts. What if I stared at the clock? The minute hand is moving, I'm scanning and computing. I can't find my off switch. I need this thing fixed, 'cause in the depths of my heart I wonder, why can't I sleep? I'm stuck in between Abel and Eve. Why can't I sleep? It's hazy between the shallow and deep. Oh, my head is in a crypt again. I wrote another script, another story of what ifs. I can't seem to run out of worries and doubts. What if I lock them in a box? I'll throw them in a sock drawer and then I can ignore the beating of their drums. The beating of their drums. In the depths of my heart I wonder, why can't I sleep? I'm stuck in between Abel and Eve. Why can't I sleep? It's hazy between the shallow.
That was Sleep by The Carbons, a groove rock trio from Kelowna who've shared a stage with bands like Pop Evil, Royal Tusk, and The Trues. They have just released their latest single, Superheroes, a couple of weeks ago. I spoke with vocalist and guitarist Tommy Teasdale over Skype. Tommy, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Hey, thanks, May.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
No, not at all, actually. None of us did. And I picked up the drums first. So I started playing music when I was 11. And started on trumpet. And because we weren't allowed to play drums as a first instrument. So started on trumpet and then kind of did that for a few months and then moved to the drums. And later on in high school, my jazz teacher played drums, guitar, and piano. And I thought, oh my gosh, you can play more than one instrument? Yeah, I'll play the guitar.
Do you remember what the very first album or song was that you ever bought for yourself?
The very first record? Oh man. I want to say probably Linkin Park, Hybrid Theory, like their first album.
That's a good choice, not an embarrassing one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I won't tell you about my first concert that my mom took me to. I was like 7. That was before I knew what music was.
Oh, now you have to tell me.
Yeah, I was the Backstreet Boys.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, I thought you might be, actually. Every time I tell that to a girl, she's like, I love the Backstreet Boys.
Exactly. How did you come together with Conroy and Paul to form the Carbons?
So I've known Conroy for quite a few years now. There's an open mic in Kelowna here that we met at. And so we jammed together quite a bit. And then Paul, he actually used to be in a different band called the Bonsais, and I used to fangirl over that band hard. Like I would go to all their shows, I would request the songs, they wouldn't play them because they didn't bring their piano or something. And then eventually his band like broke up and, the three of us, kind of joined and, it's been a wild ride ever since.
How did the three of you approach your songwriting? Is it a really collaborative process, or do you typically take the lead?
I normally write like a verse and a chorus, and then once it's a verse and a chorus that I think is worth pursuing, then I'll bring it to the band, and then we'll usually like finish the song together and add like little bits here and there and stuff like that, and. You know, for not our last song, but the one before Sleep, Paul, who's the drummer, was the one that, you know, suggested we put the bridge at the end of the song instead of in the middle of the song, like you would typically hear, you know? So, yeah, it depends. Every song's different.
Your debut record, August Ash, was released in 2018. Since then, you've had a handful of new singles, which we'll play a few and talk about a few of those. But how do you feel your sounds evolved with your newer music?
Oh yeah, it's been kind of crazy. So the August Ash was, I would say, like a mix of, you know, Chili Pepper and Black Keys influences, a little bit with like Jet as well, and Foo Fighters, obviously. Like I've been listening to Foo Fighters all my life. And now we're more into like a Kings of Leon type of sound. Like it's a little bit more atmospheric, I would say, and just less dry rock and roll. And that was kind of intentional after we finished August Ash. The last two songs were kind of like the, you know, more Kings of Leon type of sounds. And I thought to myself, like, I think that's the direction that I'd like to take for the next album. And so that's what we're doing now.
Your most recent single, Superheroes, was just released a couple of weeks ago. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, so actually that song started in 2018. I took this like little crappy guitar to Nicaragua. I was on a nice little surf trip, and I started writing the guitars for it. And I had these different lyrics for it at first. It was about a breakup, like, you know, every other song. Every other song is about a girl or a breakup. And then, you know, some people said that they really like the guitars, but that the lyrics could be different. And I had this song that I hadn't finished, that had this line, lying under neon stars. And so I pulled that up, and then all the words for superheroes kind of came pouring out, after that. And then the song just became about, you know, a little boy or just like a scared person, who overcomes their fears and becomes the hero that they want to be.
Now, yeah, did you meet your superhero?